New Orleans public schools have undergone a lot of change over the last 15 years. But while test scores and graduation rates are up, many New Orleans schools have fallen short when it comes to special education. The district schools entered a settlement agreement since 2018 over a failure to adequately serve students and disabilities. Recent reporting by Jessica Williams of the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, shows deep problems persist. WWNO's Jess Clark sat down with Williams to discuss her reporting on a New Orleans father who struggled for years to get special education services for his daughter.
Your reporting goes really deep on the experience of one New Orleans family. You follow Dennis Lewis, whose daughter, Denisha Gray, graduated from New Orleans Public Schools last year. And their story, as you tell it, begins with this really heartbreaking moment involving a handful of change. Can you tell us that story?
So one of the things that stuck out to me when Dennis and I were talking, it was the moment that he sort of illuminated his wife to the fact that Denisha was as far behind as she was. He had been the parent who was showing up to the, you know, school meetings and asking for more services for his daughter since about the eighth grade. His wife was less involved in that process and didn't really have a sense of how dire the situation had gotten. He pulled out $1.27 from his pocket and he said to his wife, you know, I'm going to bet you that she's not going to be able to count this money. And sure enough, she couldn't count it. And that was the first time at, you know, when Denisha was at that point 18 years old, that his wife fully understood how far behind she was. She knew that her daughter was far behind, but didn't quite understand the severity of the problem until he showed it to her in that way.
And she was 18 years old. Has she graduated high school at this
point? She has. She's graduated high school and she's now living in Houston with her sister.
I mean, I think the question that most people have when they hear the story is just like, how did this happen? Like, how was this person able to go through a system of schools to graduate and not be able to count out a handful of change? And so you went back and you traced Denisha's entire school career. Are you able to point to any specific moments where things went wrong?
What we saw was, you know, from very early on, even when she was attending schools in Texas as a result of Hurricane Katrina, teachers recognized that something was wrong. They enrolled her in a program essentially designed to give students who had help or who needed help with their reading. In about 2010, I want to say, the family moved back to New Orleans. And then her diagnosis was also revealed to the Recovery School District. She enrolled in a program that was at Cog Hill Elementary that is designed for students who have some educational challenges, but it was not the level of support that she would have gotten under what's called an individualized education plan. And that's typically given to students who qualify for special education services. And generally, it's more expensive and it's more time consuming to create those types of plans for students.
And when did she receive the IEP?
She did not receive her IEP until she was 18 years old. It was December of her senior year of high school. And they came up with a comprehensive set of strategies that teachers were supposed to use to educate her. It's just sad, according to her father and according to many people who read this story, that those strategies were only in place for 6 months of her entire career.
What do school and district leaders say about the problems that your reporting revealed in this story?
Since we began reporting on this story, the school district has made a commitment to expand the programs that exist now for children with special needs, children with emotional and behavioral disorders, like the ones that Denisha had. They have made a commitment to fund the New Orleans Center for Resilience. It is a therapeutic day program for students with ADHD, with bipolar disorder, with other emotional and behavioral issues, all the way through high school. When Denisha was going to school, that program was very new, and it did not serve high school students when she was in high school. Now there's going to be a program that's going to help students who may be in her situation to get on grade level or to get where they need to be and have the supports that they need.
Jessica Williams, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Jessica Williams is a reporter for the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate. You can find this story and more of her reporting online at NOLA.com. I'm Jess Clark.